I would like you to imagine all the food that you ate yesterday. Imagine an island countertop in your kitchen with nothing on it except the food that you consumed yesterday. Not only do you see the types of food you ate yesterday, but the amount is there as well. Now, I want you to imagine getting rid of half of the food. For now, it doesn't matter whether you get rid of half of the total amount or if you get rid of half of each item. Go ahead and throw out half of what is in front of you and toss it into the trash can. Now, I want you to imagine opening your refrigerator and seeing it filled with foods that are healthy for you. The entire refrigerator is full of vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and lean proteins. Go ahead and take out some things that appeal to you. You take out some vegetables that are already washed and prepared for you. You take out some fruits that are juicy and in season. You take out some whole grains and lean proteins. Only the ones that you like the most. You take out all of these healthy foods and you put them onto the island countertop. You now have half of the food you ate yesterday, plus some healthy food. The food that you see spread out in front of you is what you will eat tomorrow. However, you have to eat the food throughout the day in 5 separate meals. You can eat any of the foods for any of your meals. But you must make the meals as equal in size as possible. Picture yourself eating these foods tomorrow. You eat some of the healthy foods at each meal. You realize that even though you are eating a lot less than you did yesterday, you feel more satisfied. Each meal is equal in size and holds you off until your next meal. You let go of the idea of feeling tempted to eat more than the allotted amount, because you understand that you will be eating again in a few hours. Imagine eating like this for a whole month. Imagine the changes that you notice about yourself. You have a lot more energy throughout the day. You feel more productive and motivated to get things done. You are satisfied by the foods you eat. The healthy foods satisfy you. If you should feel the urge to binge on food, turn to the refrigerator with only healthy foods in it. You realize that binging on food doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't improve your life, and it is only a temporary satisfaction. Picture yourself 6 months from now. You have let go of the urges to binge on food. You enjoy having control over your food. You now make sure that you consume foods that satisfy you. You have let go of foods that leave you feeling empty. Now, not only is your stomach satisfied, but so is your life. Your life is very fun and full and meaningful for you. You feel as though you are worthwhile and capable. And you are. You have let go of the idea of getting mad at yourself for eating too much. You accept yourself for the powerful person you are. Because now you are able to say no to food when you understand you have had enough. And as you see yourself now, 6 months in the future, you decide to cut down on some of the indulging food that you are still eating, and you add more healthy foods to your daily food intake. You are consuming fewer calories, but you're still just as full and satisfied as you were before. you lead a full, active life. You look forward to a full and wonderful life in the future, as you now see yourself 1 year from now. See yourself free from binge eating. Your emotions are in control. You acknowledge when there is pain in your life. But you also acknowledge that you are okay and food is no longer the solution. You are very calm and relaxed. See yourself clearly 1 year from now, living a full, active, wonderful life, a life full of meaning and fun and exciting things to do. You realize that you are more powerful now than you have ever been before, and you are comfortable with that. You are comfortable with the idea of being a calm, relaxed person. And you treat yourself well. And as you come back into the present, bring with you the idea that you are a calm, wonderful, powerful person. You are capable of accomplishing anything you want to do. Feel how good it feels to be you. You enjoy being yourself. You love yourself. You take care of yourself. I want you now to imagine looking at yourself in the mirror. Take a good, long, honest look, and I want you to see a beautiful, wonderful person. You always honor and respect yourself. You are your best friend. You take care of yourself at all times. You look out for yourself. You protect yourself. You keep yourself away from harm. You keep yourself away from emotionally damaging situations. You keep yourself away from stress. See yourself now in that mirror, relaxed, smiling, calm, and happy. you are a very happy person. And if a situation arises which you must deal with, you deal with it quickly and efficiently and directly. And you release any emotional charge associated with that situation. You express yourself clearly and appropriately at all times. In the past, perhaps you held things back, buried them inside. Now you are very honest with yourself and others, expressing what you feel and who you are. If there is something painful going on in your life, you acknowledge that it hurts. And then you immediately follow that acknowledgement by saying, "But I'm okay." So you tell yourself, "That hurts, but I'm okay." Because the truth is that from time to time, you will deal with situations in your life which are unpleasant and do hurt. That's normal, natural. That's part of being a human. That's part of having a very real experience in life. However, the way you deal with those situations makes all the difference for your future. So you choose new empowering ways to deal with pain. You acknowledge it, and then you acknowledge that you are okay, and you handle it directly. If there is someone who needs to be spoken to, you speak to them immediately and directly. If there is a situation which needs to be handled, you handle that situation immediately and directly. If someone has hurt your feelings, you acknowledge that it hurts, and then you tell yourself that you are okay, and you immediately remember just how wonderful you are. Because at the core of your being, at the core of who you are, there is something very solid and unchanging. And that is the firmness of you. The resoluteness of your character, of who you really are. And who you are is a very powerful, wonderful, amazing, dynamic, and creative person. So you always remember how wonderful you are. And this, combined with your new ways of dealing with people and situations, allows you to let go of your former habits to let go of binge eating. That is a thing of the past now. It's almost as if you can't remember a time when you engaged in binge eating. That is so unfamiliar to you now. Binge eating seems like an alien concept to you, because you are so powerful, so wonderful, so dynamic, so inspirational, so motivational. When others encounter you, they are uplifted, they are inspired by you. And you are uplifted, motivated, and inspired by yourself. You are your own best friend. You take care of yourself. You look out for yourself. You always have your best interests in mind. I would like you now to think about just how creative you are. That's right. Take a few moments now and think about what an amazing, creative person you are. Good. And now I would like you to take a few moments and think about how intelligent you are. Think about what a wonderful, amazing, intelligent person you are. Good. And now I would like you to take a few moments and think about how smart you are, how much knowledge and education you have. And because you have this knowledge and education, you're able to use it along with your intelligence to live a very empowered life. So think about how smart, knowledgeable, and educated you are in so many areas. Think about that. Good. And now I would like you to think about how fun you are. You are a very fun person. You look for fun things to do. You are fun to be around. As I am silent for the next few moments, just imagine yourself in different scenarios, having fun and being fun around other people. You are a fun person. Good. And now as you continue relaxing deeper, deeper and more deeply relaxed, I would like you to think about how dedicated you are to what you do, whether you're in school or have a job or a career path, whatever it is that you do, think about how dedicated you are to being the best at what you do. Good. Now I would like you to think about what a wonderful person you are in your family. You are a wonderful, contributing, dynamic member of your family. As I am silent for the next few moments, just see yourself in different family situations, adding yourself to that situation, bringing to that situation your special brand of happiness. Think about that now as I am silent. Good. And as you continue relaxing, I want you to see yourself as being a very emotionally stable person. Certainly, from time to time, situations arise which cause you to feel sad or upset or angry. That's normal. But I want you to ponder, as I am silent, the idea of you acknowledging all of the many feelings you have, yet still remaining stable emotionally. You stop for a moment and think about how powerful you are and the idea that you have put binge eating in the past. You have let it go and left it behind you.